people do this, they're really looking for a higher level. They want to be able to live at a higher level. And for me, that higher level is having immunity, having political immunity, not immunity from fake simulation viruses. Okay. Italy just went back to tighter lockdown. Everybody wearing masks. This is all about, if I say frog, how high are you people going to jump? That's what I feel like I see out here everywhere. Ukraine's going on bigger lockdown or heavier lockdown. Duterte's not releasing the lockdown in the Philippines. 50% of the people are without jobs. The UN has already revised their numbers up from 9 million per year dying of starvation to projections of 265 million now for the next 12 months. So these things are becoming very, very critical. Anyway, so article, flip-flop. World Health Organization, Swedish flip-flop, meaning they were going to shut down. They didn't shut down. This goes back to April 30th, 2020. This has to do with the lockdowns, shutdowns, and were insisted upon by the World Health Organization. Sweden didn't do it. They said, we're going to wait until we have, quote, herd immunity. But Sweden still kept reporting numbers of alleged people that were allegedly dying from the alleged COVID-19 viral disease. For some reason, it's no longer an infection. It's now a disease like cancer or heart disease or leukemia or MS. It's now a disease. Although magically, Donald Trump kicked his butt in less than 4 days. Anybody get to see that one? 4 days. And in his first interview, this is one where I was really going with this, because I don't know how people stand it anymore. How do you stand being lied to all the time? Just all the time. It's all propaganda. And for someone to stand on television, come out on the balcony like the Pope comes out on the balcony to address the plebeians and the masses the way it was done, and be interviewed by a Fox News doctor. And the doctor asked, well, what were your main two symptoms? Now, that's a specific direct question, main two symptoms. Well, I just didn't feel strong, like a president should feel strong, just didn't feel strong, went off on all this tangent, didn't answer the question about two symptoms, didn't have any respiratory symptoms. That was what was said next, did not have a single respiratory symptom, catching an alleged respiratory disease. No respiratory symptoms. Just didn't feel strong. And then, you know, when you're dealing with neurolinguistic programming and it ain't working quite well enough, when you hear the case tense start changing, I felt this, I felt that, I didn't feel strong, and went away from first person, changing to second person. It kept going on and on in this interview with a doctor going, well, can you tell us more? He said, well, you know how you just don't feel good, you don't have energy. And I went, wait a minute. It went from I didn't feel good to you don't feel good. That's programming, people. Honestly, that is programming. For people out here, that's programming. Because now if they don't feel good or whatever, obviously it's probably COVID, just like the president had. And now after the fact, if anybody's paying attention at all, he has come out and said now that he's had it, he is immune from it. So the point here is, you shut the whole planet down just because you didn't feel good for 4 days? This is the only symptom that we have. Doesn't even affect the respiration. Doesn't affect the respiratory system at all. It's the old joke that they used to say, how do you know when a politician is lying? When they open their mouth. I honestly think people should be getting tired of this basic nonsense now. Okay, I had another article here. World Health Organization flip-flops. Here we go again, though, flip-flop. So it's amazing how, and I've seen this over time, I've seen it with John F. Kennedy and what happened with that, and 50 years later they actually released what actually happened, or same thing with Abraham Lincoln being assassinated, all the records get sealed, 70 years later they actually release the records. Because by that time you got three generations dead, nobody cares. Nobody's going to go read it. So we got here, flip-flop, world leaders to stop using lockdowns to fight the COVID contagion. In a stunning rebuke of science and the doctors and the leftist politicians and career bureaucrats in the U.S. and across much of the West, the Epoch Times reports that the World Health Organization's special envoy on COVID-19 has urged world leaders to stop using lockdowns as a primary control method against the spread of the Chinese Communist Party virus. it is amazing to me, we haven't even finished one sentence yet, and how much propaganda is already in this. COVID-19, they're not calling it SARS-CoV-2, they're calling it COVID-19. If you haven't heard me talk about this before and going back and reading the IHR, which is the International Health Regulations that were put out in 2005, it says IHR 2005, all 194 nations ratified this document in 2007, and then the WHO released its six-year strategy for running simulations and workshops on page 17 in the document. You know, all you got to do is type in WHO, six-year strategy, 2007, or WHO, six-year strategy, 2014. Because they redid them after 2013, 2014 to 2019 was also published. They took the word simulation out of the 2014 to 2019 plan, and they put in workshops and training exercises and removed the word simulation. Although in 2019, last year, the word simulation exercises was put back into a World at Risk document put out by the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, part of the World Health Organization. I think the word simulation is in there about seven times, if I recall. I could be wrong. Look for it yourself. It's in PDF. It's easy to do a control F, type in the word simulation. It's all throughout the document. Enough times to let you know that they're running a simulation. And this would be the reason why none of the percentages from any of the reports of any nations are anywhere close to each other. They're not even close. You got some nations that have 80,000 cases and 8,000 deaths. That's a 10% death rate. U.S. is probably way below 1%, but they're saying that their percentage in the U.S. is now 600 people per million dying of this simulation. But other countries, like, say, Bangladesh, where they don't even have enough room to social distance, only 35 deaths per million. Same thing with Taiwan. Same thing with Australia going through this massive lockdown, 25 deaths per million. How do you explain Australia? You got 800 people per million dying in the UK, and you got 25 per million dying in Australia. 25. It's like looking at a scoreboard. You know who wins the game by looking at the scoreboard because the numbers tell you what's going on. And so these reported numbers are always going to tell you what's going on. And the fact that the numbers don't add up, none of the percentages add up. There's no consistency anywhere. Take any nation state like Spain, reporting over 600 deaths per million. Portugal, 200 deaths per million. Portugal's just the beach for Spain. Was this virus know the borders now, reading maps? All right, so in this article, we in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as a primary means of control of the virus. This is David Barrow told the Spectre. The only time we believe a lockdown is justified is to buy you time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance your resources, protect your health workers who are exhausted, but by and large, we rather not do it. This is not what they said at the beginning of this. People were commanded to lock down. Now, when all this occurred, I was in Jacksonville. I was in extended stay America. And all of a sudden, the roads were clear. I was right beside I-95. No one's out. No one's doing anything. Everything is shut down. And I'm listening to the news then and watching how everyone's shut down. And I'm just looking out the window. I said, this is impressive. They shut down the planet with no dissent and without firing a bullet. Everyone agrees. But this was the agreement because of the World Health Organization's documents. So I'm going to address that for just a second. I'm not going to really go in. If you want to read this article, go to Zero Hedge and WHO flip-flops urges world leaders to stop using lockdowns. And of course, they're going into all this stuff. Look what happened to the tourism industry, for example, the Caribbean, the Pacific, all this kind of stuff. The point I really make about all this, knowing that this was a simulation exercise, realized that none of this was required. Not one single thing. It's like running a fire drill at school and go, yep, let's go ahead and just burn the school down. We're not going back inside. We just set the thing on fire. And that's what they've done to the world. That's what they've done to the economies. All right, so if you type in World Health Organization basic documents, they've got the World Health Organization's constitution in here, which was written in 1946, started being ratified by all the nations back then. And the reason I'm telling you this is that people want to blame these organizations. And the organizations are only set up to defer the responsibility, to put a scapegoat out there, because this ain't the World Health Organization doing anything. The World Health Organization has, according to their basic documents, and the page I'm looking at here, 204 pages in PDF, okay? Quite a bit of reading. But if you breeze through it and just go to places where these countries agree that they have immunity, the rights and obligations of the associate members and other territories, the health assembly, the executive board, the regional organizations, this was the key one to me that's in their basic documents. Convention on Privileges and Immunities of Specialized Agencies. And the World Health Organization, if you read it, is a specialized agency under Article 57 in the UN Charter. And then it goes into agreements with other international intergovernmental organizations. And even in the U.S., you can find it in the U.S. Code. Title 22 is the Intergovernmental Organizations Immunities Act, meaning you can't sue the UN if you're a U.S. citizen or even the USA. You cannot sue because you're a member of it. How can you sue if you're the one that's the member? And just from a technical standpoint, I'm going to just lay it out the way it really is. The United Nations literally is a country club. It's a country club full of countries. Anyone who works at the UN, all the way up to the Secretary General, they're just a paper pusher. They don't set policy. They don't set agendas. All they do is admin and give notice to everybody else. When they come to meetings, if they weren't there, they were there, whatever, they make sure that there's a verified paper trail of everything that occurs. Their job is clerical. Their job is administrative. Anyone who works there, they have no say-so. So in the World Health Organization, the same thing is true. They have boards, they have committees, they have all that kind of stuff. These have to be agreed upon that these things exist by the 194 members. When they pull this stuff out and say, okay, we need a committee on this. Do you people agree? Yep. We agree, fine. And when you look at these records and these documents, it says that each nation can have as many as three delegates there. One will be appointed as the prime delegate. So what that means is these delegates represent the nation. They come in there, and in all these plans and all these agreements and all these contracts and all this stuff that they sit here and do, for instance, this plan for doing the simulation exercises, it's those delegates from all 194 nations that sign off on it. They're the ones that put it together. They're the ones that did it. The clerical staff at the UN, they write it up. They put it out. Everyone signs. Done deal. This is how things work. This is the things that people need to know. If they know this stuff, and this is just my opinion, but I've seen it in my own life, once you know how they work, you can stop complaining because that's how they work. The agreement's already set in motion. It ain't going to change, and that's the power of understanding contracts. This is how it works. This is how the real world works. So my point about that is this. There's no head of state that didn't know that this event was coming down. Not a single one of them. There's not a federal judge in the U.S. that didn't know because they're required to know the treaties because they have to enforce them. And these three delegates to the World Health Organization, I would think that the U.S. has got more. I'm not going to go spend the time to look it up because I don't really care that much. I know that they will have at least three, and they will be reporting back to the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch about what they have bound the entire nation state to.